was a tooth pulling experience, wasn't it? Guess you want a statement? Tell you what, I it's funny. We're down 5-2. It's the first time our team's come back from being down all year to get a win. But at 5-5 in the locker room at halftime, we just felt like, you know, we had outshot them 29-12. We had out-ground-balled them. The ball wasn't bouncing our way. And they score some really creative goals that are hard to defend, you know. But with that, they chuck it inside. A guy makes a great catch and everything. With that comes turnovers. And if we could get some sticks on them. And I thought at 5-2, we talked about our seniors on defense took over the game and knocked the ball to the ground and cleared it and got us some opportunities. And, you know, we're third quarter, we're all over them a little bit. We can't score, and then we kind of get that lucky goal. And that kind of took the pressure off of us. And, they've been great in the fourth quarter. We didn't even tell our guys that. I mean, they've been dominating everybody. I didn't want to plant that seed, you know. But, I was happy with our guys. We fought. We've improved a lot. And now I think we'll be a much better team again in next week.
Coach, talk about the efforts of Joe. It seemed like it was just an incredible game today.
Yeah, I thought he was phenomenal. And I don't like talking about him like this when he's sitting here. You know, usually you talk good. But, I think Dave Slifkowski said it best in one timeout. He goes, somebody else but Joe Sanowski's got to get a ground ball. You know, because he was getting every ground ball on his end of the field. And anybody he guarded, they were in trouble holding on to the ball. But I do think Ryan and Jake, they really picked it up and followed Joe's lead. And that's what leaders do. When things get tough, it's easy to lead when things are easy. But when things got tough, our leader stepped up.
Coach, if you could talk about the play in the first half versus the second half. I thought your second half play just really
good. Yeah, I mean, you look statistically, we outshoot them 29-12 in the first half. And then in the second half, it's only... 14 to, we only take 14 shots. You know, we out ground balled them, you know. We had 5 turnovers at half. We had 11 in the second half. I don't think we played worse. That's what I told those kids at half. I don't think we played a bad first half. We just weren't winning. And that was the key. I thought we played as well in the first half as we did in the second half, but the ball didn't bounce our way and we kept playing.
In the second quarter, how important were those 5 extra man opportunities to capitalize on?
Well, I think they got us going a little bit. There's no question about it. Going into the game, they had 92 fouls. We had 42. So we thought we were going to get some opportunities. I thought for a while there might have been a few that were uncalled. But we hung in there and then we simplified it. They pressure you. We simplified it, put ourselves in spots, and the kids played very well.
Joe, can you kind of fill on what Dave was saying there about tightening things up there in the second half and getting things headed your way, particularly in a couple of those transition opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, the plays were there. We weren't scoring, but I think we just kept at it. I mean, nothing changed. We kept the same game plan. We just kind of put our heads down and worked through it.
Joe, if you could just follow up on what Coach said about you, what do you think made you play so well today?
I mean, I don't really think I played well today. You know, it's kind of just like I had a lot of guys out there supporting me. It wasn't just me. You know, like. Ryan Adolph and Jake Baxter right there next to me allowed me to make some of those plays. So our goalies played out of their minds today too. So you got to tip your hats off to them.
Joe, on your goal, at what point did you see yourself, okay, let's shoot?
The first time I came down, I kind of took a bad shot. But I figured this time if I just shot overhand, I might have a better chance. So it definitely worked out.
Players, you know, the coach talked about not having a comeback win. When it was 5-2, what was the feeling like? We can do this, or was it like we're going to have to really dig deep because we haven't done it before?
I think we knew we had it in us. The ball wasn't falling our way. I mean, the goalie was making outstanding saves, and I thought if we just kept shooting, eventually the ball would fall our way, and we would come back.
There's a lot of time left. It was 5-2 with like at least a half left, and then we knew that we were the better team, so we just come out and prevail. We kept fighting hard, kept getting on the ground balls, and then we just put it together and say yeah.
One thing I'd like to just say, their goalie had 11 saves at half. That was a tremendous first half that he played. Yeah, I want to give him some credit for that.
Dave, it seemed like you went to Max deeply in that first half. Was it the senior thing when you were losing, you figured you check that into it?
Yeah, he kept getting a shorty, and we got involved. And I guess Max might have had 1 or 2 on extra man, maybe, you know. Both of his were extra man goals.
I know he had 2 goals.
Yeah. I know one of them was. I don't know about the other one. And but, you know, that's what when it gets tough, you go to the kids that have put the most time and effort in, and that's what we did.
Coach,
Brian Phipps, I thought he did it. You know, our goalie situation is a little strange, but you know what? It's worked. And I thought we trusted Jason in the first half, and we trust Brian in the second half. And we were rewarded with our trust.
Brian, can you talk to their kind of unorthodox style of block? Is there
like crazy underhand shot? The whole sky, our whole week of practice, we couldn't have a set defense. Like we call it, we have a call for like just anyone who's got to be near man slides because we got to be ready for anything. They dodge whenever, they feed it to the crease, they do all sorts of dodges. We have foot plays, like ball, like hidden ball trick and stuff. So our defense was on their toes and had to be ready for anything. And second half, we executed our plan that Coach Softowski had and led us to victory. The Canadians have very, very good sticks, and he used his to his benefit. And he caught it one hand and flipped it in. So, I mean, that was highlight reel.
I think, though, one more thing. Joey's goal was important, too, because it was off of a man down. You know, so not only do we get a stop man down, we wind up getting a goal. So we got three extra man and one man down goal of the 10, four of the 10.
To the players, was this one of the most physical teams you played? It seemed like there was a lot of back and bruising out there.
He got whacked a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely know how to play the lumber on me. I'm kind of used to it by now. I usually get some pretty big checks. But, I mean, I knew it was coming. I've been playing against that style of play, like the Canadians, all my life. So I knew it was coming. It wasn't unexpected.
First minute or two, it was like four or five big hits, and you knew that the whole game was going to be a tough battle all the way through, and they fought all the way to the end. So I mean, give them credit, but they hustled it.
Trey, you talked about trying to get the offense rolling. When you guys had the extra man opportunity, how much was that? We can try the offense.
Well, I think it was great for us. I mean, we